The NTSB's General Aviation Safety Forum is now underway. Bombardier releases its 20-year market forecast. And flying car designer Steve Saint suffers a potentially paralyzing injury. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 20th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NTSB's General Aviation Two-Day Safety Forum, Climbing to the Next Level, opened yesterday and continues today at NTSB headquarters in Washington, D.C. If you're unable to attend in person, the forum is being streamed live on www.ntsb.gov. The goals of the forum are to raise awareness of the general aviation accident rate and associated recurring safety issue areas, promote and facilitate dialogue about these issues, and determine how to effectively address these issues to improve the safety of GA operations for the future. In her opening remarks, NTSB Chair Deborah A.P. Hirschman said that in spite of the improvements to the commercial and corporate aviation safety records, the general aviation accident rate has been stubbornly resistant to safety initiatives, citing a 10-year history in which GA averaged 1,500 accidents annually for a rate of about 4 per day. Hirschman said, quote, "The status quo is not acceptable. We need to break through the plateau and bring the accident rate down significantly," end quote. By the way, if you can't attend or view the seminar live, there's good news. The forum will be archived and available as a webcast for viewing at your leisure for the next 90 days. Bombardier Aerospace has released its annual 20-year forecast for the business and commercial aircraft markets during a pre-Farnborough media event held at its headquarters in Dorval, Quebec, that was simultaneously webcast. As the business and commercial aircraft markets continue to recover from the industry downturn, indicators are mixed, yet trending positively. New aircraft orders are supported by continued demand from developed markets and growth potential in emerging markets, which are expected to play an increasingly important role in the global aviation marketplace. Bombardier is confident in the strong long-term potential of the business aircraft industry and forecasts a total of 24,000 business jet deliveries from 2012 to 2031 in all segments in which Bombardier competes, which represents approximately $648 billion in industry revenues. The Bombardier business aircraft market forecast anticipates 9,800 aircraft deliveries worth $266 billion from 2012 to 2021 and 14,200 deliveries worth another $382 billion from 2022 through 2031. Over the forecast period, Bombardier predicts that North America will receive the greatest number of new business jet deliveries between 2012 and 2031 with 9,500 aircraft, followed by Europe with 3,920. Notably, China will become the third largest market for business jet deliveries with 2,420 deliveries in the forecast period. Bombardier also expects key growth markets, including Brazil, India, Russia, and the Commonwealth of Independent States, Indonesia, Mexico, South Korea, and Turkey, to receive a significant share of business jet deliveries during the next 20 years. The Bombardier commercial aircraft market forecast predicts that more than half of the current commercial air fleet will be replaced over the next 20 years, with technical obsolescence, cost inefficiencies, and just old age driving the increasing pace of older aircraft retirements. The designer of the Maverick flying car, which uses parasail technology to lift the vehicle, was injured last week while reportedly testing an experimental wing mounted to a rolling test stand. Steve Saint developed the Maverick through his company iTech as a way for missionaries to more easily travel in areas where roads are unimproved or non-existent. His rotable aircraft has been displayed at numerous trade shows, including Oshkosh and the LSA Expo at Sebring, Florida. The accident happened last Tuesday in Dunnellan, Florida, where iTech is based. He was transported to Shands Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. The Assist News Service reports that an email received from iTech indicated that Saint has no control of his feet or hands, but his mind is clear and he does have some motion and sensation in all four limbs. In a posting on Facebook, Saint said he was conducting a test on a small aluminum airfoil mounted on a rolling test stand when it became unmounted and struck Steve in the head, causing cuts to his head and resulting in whiplash. Doctors have suggested surgery to help relieve swelling around Saint's spine. The accident was not related to the Maverick flying car, nor was it an automobile or an aircraft accident. A group of NIMBYs in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that's not in my backyarders, for those of you unfamiliar with the term, are not about to give up the ghost in their fight against a new helicopter tour flight operation. Having already tried and failed to shut down the operation by going through the county's public safety committee and claiming the operation has tanked their property values to the point of their homes being worthless, the group has called in the FAA. Television station WMBF reports that homeowners had complained about the proximity of power lines, radio towers, and other obstacles in the area, saying they pose a risk not only to the pilots and passengers on the aircraft, but people on the ground as well. In a classic case of be careful what you ask for, the FAA obliged and conducted a safety study of Helicopter Adventures operations and found them to be perfectly safe. Do not pass go. Do not win a free helicopter ride. Now, though, the county is in the process of hiring a private firm to take noise readings while also forming a committee to look into the issue. The committee consists of local residents, representatives from Helicopter Adventures, as well as local businesses and county staff. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers on Monday accepted an invitation from the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service to meet with Lockheed Martin and federal mediators in Dallas-Fort Worth to explore settlement possibilities for the strike that began April 23rd of this year. District 776 members voted in April by a 93% margin to reject a contract from Lockheed that barred new hires from participating in the traditionally defined benefit pension plan and would switch a majority of Lockheed workers to a high-deductible, high-cost health care plan with no cap on out-of-pocket annual expenses. District 776 represents more than 3,600 IAM members at Lockheed's facilities in Pax River Naval Air Station, Maryland, Fort Worth, Texas, and Edwards Air Force Base in California. When AeroNews continues, seven TSA workers are to be fired over a bribery scandal. BRS Aerospace will host a testimonial forum at Oshkosh. And the paper airplane. Now there's an app for that.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for June 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. TSA has announced plans to fire seven employees involved in a bribery scandal in Philadelphia, leading certain TSA officials to admit that reforms signed into law in February can't come soon enough. USA Today reports that court records indicate former training supervisor Shannon Gilliam was sentenced June 7th after pleading guilty to demanding $1,000 from co-workers to take certification tests. 10 workers were removed from their duties when the scandal was first uncovered in November of last year. 3 have since resigned. TSA has now notified the other 7 they will be terminated. TSA trotted out their well-worn statement about holding, quote, all of its employees to the highest standards of conduct and accountability, end quote. But that company line is beginning to ring pretty hollow following one after another criminal or civil episodes of misconduct by TSA employees. Part of the FAA reauthorization bill passed into law in February gives airports the right to transition to private security operations under federal standards and supervision, in effect removing TSA from the human resources business. This will allow TSA to refocus its attention on security where it should be. BRS Aerospace will be hosting a testimonial forum at the upcoming EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh. The session will be held on Friday, July 27th. Presenters will include pilot owners Dr. Dick McLaughlin and John Farese, both of whom will narrate an informative and chilling account of the deployment of their BRS parachute in their respective aircraft. Both of these presentations exemplify the purpose of installing an airframe parachute on any aircraft, and the emotional and physical realities of their decision to deploy is a fascinating and very educational story that all pilots need to hear. A question and answer period will follow their presentation. And by the way, Aero TV will be covering the event and will make it available online. The annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is the world's largest balloon festival and is an icon in New Mexico, the land of enchantment. Each year, when the hundreds and hundreds of hot air balloons take to the skies, they do so with a marketing theme. In 1997, it was Close Encounters of the Ninth Kind. This year, it's Blaze a Trail. Others have included Magic in the Air or The Greatest Show Off Earth. You get the picture. Well, normally, the annual theme is an insider's job chosen by Balloon Fiesta officials. But for the first time, Balloon Fiesta is hoping their fans will pick the next theme. More than 50 were submitted, and the staff whittled the list down to just five. Now, Balloon Fiesta is asking its fans to go to their Facebook page and register their choice. The winning selection will become the theme for the 2013 event. The five choices are Cut to the Chase, Albuquerque by Morning, Enchanted Sunrise, It's a Matter of Altitude, or Sky's the Limit. You'll have to hurry, though, as the voting closes next Monday. The 41st Albuquerque International Blaze a Trail Balloon Festival lifts off October 6th through the 14th, 2012. Now, the next time you really, really want to go fly, but maybe you can't get away or the weather is below minimums, maybe you just can't afford the avgas, simply grab your iPhone or iPad and download How to Make Paper Airplanes. The aforementioned title is just what it says, an app that shows you how to build paper airplanes. Now, you do have to supply your own paper, of course. This app is pretty simple. It basically walks you through how to make nearly two dozen types of paper airplanes, ranging from a handful of super simple throwers you might recognize from your childhood, all the way up to an F-117 Nighthawk. Want more? You can download an additional 16 for free, and you can remove a bottom banner ad via an in-app purchase for just $1.99. After you launch the app, simply pick your plane, then watch, fold, and fly. Designs are ranked easy to difficult by one, two, or three green circles. Now, American users should be forewarned. Most of these designs were created using A4 size paper, an international standard at 8.3 by 11.7 inches compared to the American 8.5 by 11. But in most cases, the proportions translate just fine. So throw away the GPS, leave the Dave Clark headsets at home, grab a ream of paper from the office supply, and go fly. How to Build Paper Airplanes is for the iPhone or iPad. With that, it's time for us to fold up a few creases and sail on out of here. I suppose there is a reason they don't make paper hot air balloons. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.